The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا خوش آمدید welcome to one and all to another wonderful exciting beautiful episode and سلسلة of this wonderful series known as The Light of Guidance. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we are broadcasting this beautiful episode and silsila all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. This beautiful episode, your beautiful episode, your favorite episode known as The Light of Guidance. Yes, in this beautiful episode, we are discussing some beautiful matters pertaining to the Deen of Islam and particularly some topics which are very beneficial for our youngsters. And many a times we do discuss some great personalities. If a month is associated to some distinguished personality, then we do discuss the life of that personality, and then in the blessings and the light of his beautiful life, we then take lessons for our youngsters, for our youth. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Before we begin our discussion, let's all listen to a beautiful narration regarding reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam 1,000 times upon me daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, al-Nuri min Nurillah. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, this is also a very beautiful, I can say, wazifa from the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person who wants to make the didar and the ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that too, my Nabi Sassam gave basharat, gave good news that he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So inshallah azawajal, recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly, excessively. And inshallah, before you leave this world, you will see your place in Jannah. And with the bottom of your heart, if you read with this intention that you want to make the ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, you purify your actions, you purify your heart, and then you recite durood wholeheartedly. Then my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he wants, yes, he can grant you that beautiful vision. Allah, 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 and Qibla. Mufti Azam Hind very beautifully says, Unhe na dekha, to kis kaam ki hai ye aankhein, ke dekhne ki hai saari bahar aankhon mein. That if you didn't make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what use are these eyes? What is the purpose of these eyes? Ke dekhne ki hai saari bahar aankhon mein. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In other words, the purpose and the maqsad of our eyes is just to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Allah. And that's why we see in the life of the Sahaba ikram, that many Sahaba ikram, after the physical departure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda from this world physically, many Sahaba ikram, would just move around quietly and sad, and they wouldn't speak to people, they wouldn't smile, it's as if, their light was taken away from them, everything is taken away from them, and everything is dull. You get a person in today's world, in today's time, let's say he lost his job, he lost his family, he lost his car, he lost everything, and that person will just be sitting, and you'll see he'll be, quiet and won't speak to anybody, he'll be dumbfounded, and you'll ask him what happened, and he won't even answer you. When a person is totally broken, so without any comparison, that's how the beloved Sahaba Ikram were when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda from this world, because that beautiful noor, that noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that beautiful manifestation of the noor of Allah, that beauty, that jamal, that husn, everything which they used to see every day, Allah Allah, was now being removed, and it is as if there's a veil between them. Allah 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 Allah. So it is as if their heart was broken, their life is broken into pieces. So that's how much, I would say, love and how much excitement they would have when they would make the ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So definitely, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the beautiful vision, the didar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. Alhamdulillah,
Today we are going to be discussing a very beautiful topic, very beautiful personality, who is Sahabi Rasul Katib Wahi. He is the beautiful brother-in-law of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And definitely he is a Jannati because he is a beautiful Sahabi. This is Sayyidina wa Mawlana Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, what an excellent personality, what a beautiful personality, what a perfect ruler of Islam. Allah, Allah, Allah. Inshallah Azawajal, today we will be discussing some beautiful, you know, aspects from his life, from his lifestyle, and some beautiful, you know, lessons which we can take from his life and implement them in our lives as well. So my nasihat, my advice, my request to one all will be that please stay with us today, inshallah, till the end of today's silsila. And inshallah, as soon as the silsila ends, you will then find out that you learned a lot about this beautiful personality. Alhamdulillah, in the beginning of every silsila, we do have a wonderful question for our viewers, our listeners. And the question for today, it will be played on the screen as well, is who is known as Muazzin-e-Rasul? So which is that Sahabi? Obviously, if he's Muazzin-e-Rasul, so he's going to be a Sahabi. So which is that Sahabi who is known as Muazzin-e-Rasul? The Muazzin of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Our discussion for today, as I mentioned, is very lovely. This beautiful personality, Katib-e-Wahi, Sahabi-e-Rasul, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we will be discussing him, inshallah, azza wa jal. But before we move towards our topic, let us take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the praise of Medina, in the praise of, you know, beautiful personalities, inshallah, azza wa jal. And as soon as we return from this beautiful kalam, we will then, inshallah, be joined with a call. And alhamdulillah, today we have a very wonderful personality, subhanallah, subhanallah. And I believe that he has joined us before as well, our beloved Waseem bhai. Inshallah, he will be with us. Inshallah, we'll be listening to a few words of wisdom from him. And then inshallah, we'll be, from there, we'll take our program and discuss some more beautiful points, inshallah, azza wa jal. But after this beautiful short break, this beautiful kalam, please remain with us. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa, ya Rasul Allah, ya Rasul Allah, mere lafzon mein shams o duha hai, mere lehje mein badr o duja. Mashale midhate Mustafa, mashale midhate Mustafa, har andhere ko main jagmaga dun. Aisi ek naat likhne ki ya Rab, mujhko taufeeq de zindagi. Aisi ek naat likhne ki ya Rab, mujhko taufeeq de zindagi mein. Unki zulfon ki khushboo sunghaun, unki zulfon ki khushboo sunghaun, unke qadmon ki aahat bata dun. Mere lafzon mein shams o duha hai, mere lehje mein badr o duja. Mashale midhate Mustafa, mashale midhate Mustafa, main sukhan hoon wo jaane sukhan hai, wo meri shaairi mera fan hai, main sukhan hoon wo jaane sukhan hai, apna sab kuch unhi ka diya hai, apna sab kuch unhi ka diya hai. اپنا سب کچھ اونی پر لوٹا دوں. میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے, میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا, مشعل مدح سے مصطفیٰ, مشعل مدح سے مصطفیٰ, قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تک رہا ہوں. قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تک رہا ہوں. یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے, یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے, یا قضا کو پھر اپنی صدا دوں. میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے, میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا, مشعل مدح مصطفیٰ ہو, مشعل مدح مصطفیٰ ہو, ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں. میری بخشش کا ساماں یہی ہے, میرے دل کا بھی ارماں یہی ہے, میری بخشش ساما یہی ہے, میرے دل کا بھی ارما یہی ہے. ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر, ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر, ان کی نعتیں انہیں کو سنا دوں. میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے, میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا, مشعل مدح مصطفیٰ ہو, مشعل مدح مصطفیٰ ہو, ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں. ہے تمنا کے ڈھل جاؤں یا رب, پہ کرے اسوہ مصطفیٰ میں, ہے تمنا کے ڈھل جاؤں یا رب, پہ کرے اسوہ مصطفیٰ میں, مسکراؤں اگر سنگ بر سے, مسکراؤں اگر سنگ بر سے, ہر برے کو بھلی سے دعا دوں. میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے, میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا, مشعل مدح مصطفیٰ ہو, مشعل مدح مصطفیٰ ہو, ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں. کاش آئے جب ان کی سواری ہے, ان کے قدموں کے نیچے, کاش آئے جب ان کی سواری ہے, ان کے قدموں کے نیچے, کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باہر, کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باہر, اس کی چادر بنا کر بچھا دوں. میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے, میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا, مشعل مدح سے مصطفیٰ, مشعل مدح سے مصطفیٰ, ہر
Very beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very beautifully recited as well by our beloved Zubair Attari. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him abundance of barakah and grant him lots of blessings in his melodious and beautiful voice, so he may continue mesmerizing us with his beautiful voice and reciting to us the beautiful praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, as you all know, the topic is on the screen as well. Today we are discussing this excellent personality, Sahabi Rasul Katibi Wahi, Sayyiduna Mawlana Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Alhamdulillah. And inshallah, Zawajal, as I mentioned, today we have a call as well, all the way from UK, if not mistaken, our beloved Wasim Bhai. So without any further delay, inshallah, we'll move towards our wonderful personality who will be joining us today, inshallah. Wasim Bhai, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. How are you, Huzoor? How are you keeping? How is your health?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, Huzoor, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Wasim Bhai, where are you calling from at the moment?
MashaAllah, currently from London, in the UK. And alhamdulillah, joining your beautiful program, beautiful topic, beautiful companion, discussing, mashallah, Allah bless you. So currently, alhamdulillah, we have the honor of joining your program, all the way from our London studios, alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah, Wasim Bhai, alhamdulillah. As you know, our topic for today is this excellent personality, most Sahabi Rasul Katibi Wahi, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu ta'ala, who is Sahabi, son of Sahabi, mashallah. And without delaying a bit, let's quickly go towards this beautiful personality. And inshallah, Azawajal, after discussing him, then we'll move towards Sahaba Ikram in general. A few points, inshallah, which you would like to share with us regarding this personality, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Again, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, scribe of the Prophet, Katibi Wahi, and someone who's been extensively praised by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and by the companions as well. Someone who left a great legacy in the history of Islam, and the remarkable achievements that we find in the history of Islam, mashallah, which were accomplished by Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, are written in golden words in the history of Islam. And the rank, the status that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu possessed, the honor that he radiallahu anhu had, there are many, many perspectives that we can look at the seerah of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu from, but the fundamental reason, Huzur, that we look at the greatness of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and any companion in general is the love that they possessed for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And it was the love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that elevated their ranks to the stations which are beyond our imagination. And the love that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu possessed for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt, that was second to none. And there are many, many examples that we find in the history where Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu expressed his love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, for the Ahlul Bayt, or especially in particular, particularly for the fourth Caliph of Islam, Mawla Mushkil Kushi Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, how he expressed his love for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. That was amazing. Now, when we quickly talk about the love that he possessed for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we can get a gist of it only from his will that he left at the time of his passing, where how he left the will of him being shrouded. And what was his shroud? It was Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he had one upper garment, lower garment, one shawl of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as some of the blessed hair of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he left a will at the time of passing that he should be shrouded in those blessed clothes of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the blessed nails and the blessed hair of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he was in possession of. He left a will for them to be spread over his face and upon his nose and upon his chest. This was, and then he says that, then hand me over to Arhamar Rahimeen. This was his love for the those things that were associated with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine the love that he would have for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself. And when we talk about his love and the superiority that he gave to Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, once there was a person who gave divorce to his wife using certain words. And this issue went to Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he gave the issue of ruling of divorce to them. Then afterwards came the time of the caliphate of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And that person went to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu as well and said that, you know, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he issued this ruling to us. And to this, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said that for you, we're not going to change the ruling of our faqih, of our qazi. And you know, qazi is like one of the greatest ranks in Islam. So that is the love how he expressed for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the love that he had for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And you see, when we look at the other elite individuals of our pious predecessors, how they spoke of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, we can see from the Tabi'een. Now, you see, the Tabi'een of different ranks, such as Sayyidina Uwais Qarni radiallahu anhu, he's the best of Tabi'een from the perspective of worship and taqwa. So there are different categories in which we categorize Tabi'een to be superior. So Uwais Qarni radiallahu anhu is the best of the Tabi'een from the perspective of worship and taqwa. Then we have Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu anhu, who's the best of the Tabi'een from the perspective of knowledge. Now, Sa'id bin Musayyib radiallahu anhu, he is advising Imam Zuhri rahimahullah, and he was advising him. He mentions the virtues of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu to him. He says, "O Zuhri, listen, he who dies in the love of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali testifies to the Ashra Mubashara to be the dwellers of paradise and supplicates for mercy for Amir Muawiyah, and it is upon the mercy of Allah to not be hard in taking his account." So along with the love of Khulafa'i Rashideen and Ashra Mubashara, he also mentions that he who supplicates for mercy for Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, then it is upon the mercy of Allah to not be hard in taking his account. And then Abdullah bin Mubarak radiallahu anhu, he was asked a question once, that is Umar bin Abdul Aziz superior or is Amir Muawiyah superior? Now, bearing in mind that Umar bin Abdul Aziz was also Tabi'i, so Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, he replies, "The dust that flew of the hoofs of the horse of Amir Muawiyah, and that dust entered the nose of the horse of Amir Muawiyah, even that is, you know, superior than Umar bin Abdul Aziz." So these are what our noble predecessors, they've mentioned about Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And when we talk about the student of Imam Bukhari and many other ulama, they have written many books on the virtues of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Ibn Abi Dunya rahimahullah, he has written a whole book on the Hilm Muawiyah, on the forbearance of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And when we talk about the revivalist of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahimahullah, he's authored 5 monographs covering the virtues and defending the honor of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And the list carries on and on and on and on. We can keep talking about the greatness, the grandeur of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, how other companions, they spoke about him, how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam loves him and Allah loves him. And above all, Huzur, you see, the relationship that he had with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the brother-in-law of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The sister of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, she was Ummul Mu'mineen. She was married to the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this was very briefly in a nutshell way we're talking about Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and what greatness he possesses from many, many perspectives. So we can never do justice when it comes to praising Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. But again, you know, you can touch upon any attributive quality, any praiseworthy quality you can pick upon, and you will see Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu to be our true beacon of guidance in that very field, whether it's humility, whether it is a fear of Allah Almighty, whether it is a love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it is taqwa, it is piety, whatever you want to talk about, you will see Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu to be our guide, our master, a beacon of guidance for all of us.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. Jazakallah Wasim Bhai, so very beautifully, mashallah, you discussed this excellent personality and some beautiful narrations regarding Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And whilst you were discussing, you mentioned, you know, the respect and the adab, the love he had for Mawla Kainat, Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem. And this brings me towards my second question. That is, unfortunately, you know, many people have some misunderstanding or misconceptions that the Sahaba Ikram had some enmity or some grudge, you know, with the Sa'adat Ikram, with the beautiful Sayyids and the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And likewise, vice versa, the Ahlul Bayt had ikhtilafat with the Sahaba Ikram, grudge, animosity, personal reasons, whatever the case was. So, you know, apparently, it's totally wrong because we see the love the Sahaba Ikram had for the Ahlul Bayt. But what would you advise to such people and people who think these things?
You see, there are different perspectives through which this issue can be addressed. But fundamentally, if you think about it, I'm leaving the academic discussion on the side. If you just think about the entire concept of having love for someone, and we just spoke about how Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu left a will for the blessed garment and the blessed hair and blessed nails of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam be buried along with him and be placed over his body. Imagine someone who loves the things that are associated to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to this extent. Would he have any enmity against the offspring of the same master, sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam? If you love someone, the prerequisite of loving someone is also to love those people who are beloved to him. Huzur, I love you. Of course, your children, I love them as well. My claim of loving you cannot be fulfilled, cannot be authentic if I do not love your children. How can I claim to love? Would you love me in return if I don't love your children? This doesn't make sense to me or to any layman. For me to love you or to claim that I love you or have respect for you, I need to have that element of respect and love for your children as well. That is understandable. And when we have the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the purest of the blood, the purest of the families, you know, they are the source of our iman, they are the source of our love, they are the source of our faith. You see, when an illiterate person like me can understand this, that to reach the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we have to go through Ahlul Bayt. Whilst having grudge against Ahlul Bayt, we cannot reach that court. And of course, without going through the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we cannot reach the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When an illiterate person like me can understand this, then Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, look at his shan, his katib-e wahi, his scribe of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he noted down the verses of Quran that were revealed. Imagine the level of the academic brilliance he would have. The understanding of the prerequisites for loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that would be before him. So this is completely irrational to believe that he radiallahu anhu had any kind of animosity or grudge against the purest of the household, against the Ahlul Bayt, because this would then lead to many other questions that at many other occasions we see the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam supplicating for Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, would you give me du'as if I don't show respect to your children? You know, would you have the same element of respect for me if I don't respect your children? So this argument is completely irrational that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu did not had any kind of an animosity towards the Ahlul Bayt. So academic discussion on the side, but from a very logical point of view, this is irrational argument to say that he radiallahu anhu had any kind of grudge or malice or animosity against the Ahlul Bayt, because this was then lead to many other questions where his love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, him being katib-e-wahi, all these questions would also be, all these points would also then be questionable. So this is completely irrational, and Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu duly loved the Ahlul Bayt. There's so many evidences on this from academic background as well, but of course the time doesn't permit me. This was just a small logical reasoning that I've just brought forward, which I hope would have helped the viewers of Madani Channel.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Very beautiful and logical explanation, alhamdulillah. In today's times, many people do like logical explanations, unfortunately. And very beautiful you tackled this beautiful question, I would say. And the last point which I want to keep in front of you, Waseem bhai, before we take away ijazat, inshallah, is that, as I mentioned, that generally in Sahaba Ikram, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah is one Sahabi, but we all know besides him, there are many other Sahaba Ikram who are targeted, who people accuse of various things, people insult them, swear them, madala, whatever the case is. So, in general, if you have to speak about Sahaba Ikram in general, okay, we know the Ahlul Bayt have their maqam, their status, the fadail, the excellence which I mentioned regarding them, but the Sahaba Ikram, what is their martaba, what is their status? Beautifully, in short words, if you can please explain to us.
You see, Sahaba Ikram, Alimur Ridwan, they're those chosen personalities whom were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the companionship of His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. All the Ghoth, Kutub, Abdal, Awliya, Abrar, Awtad, since the time of Adam alayhi salam till today, and all those who will come until the Day of Judgment, all their actions, all their pious deeds, all their offering of tahajjud, all their recitation of Quran, all their giving of sadaqat, everything combined together cannot equate to the smallest amount of a deed performed by a sahabi of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Those are those individuals who were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are very, very, very special individuals, and where the narrations are found, where it is stated that companions are like stars. Follow any of them, you will be guided. There's no exception over here that, okay, these companions, only follow them, not the others. Okay, these companions are not stars of guidance. These are. There's no exceptions. You see, the companions, as soon as the word Sahabi comes, the scale of our reverence should go beyond every limit, because they are not ordinary individuals. They are those who had the honor of being the companion of the Prophet والسلام, and regarding whom the glad tidings has been given that they, Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, wa shaykh tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah has also given us a slogan that every companion of the Prophet is paradise dweller, and for their sake, inshallah, we'll also attain paradise.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah Wasim bhai. Short and sweet, short and lovely, mashallah. In Arabic we say khairul kalami ma qalla wa dalla. The best kalam is that which is, it has lots of information, but at the same time it's very concise, very brief. So alhamdulillah, in this few minutes, 15-20 minutes, you covered some many important aspects, and very beautifully you made it clear to all our viewers and our listeners, mashallah. May Allah grant you abundance of barakah in your ilm, in your amal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the ability and tawfiq to carry on passing the teachings of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahl-e-Bayt, the Sahaba Ikram. May Allah ta'ala keep you ever smiling, ever happy, inshallah. Keep us in your du'as, inshallah. Jazakallah once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Dear viewers and listeners, that was our beloved and wonderful Wasim bhai, all the way from London, who alhamdulillah joined us and very beautifully shared with us some excellent words of wisdom in this few moments which he had given us. And I'm sure he must be busy, and he has taken out this time from his precious schedule and timetable. Jazakallah, we make dua, may Allah preserve him, alhamdulillah. And some many points of thinking he has left for us, some points which we need to consider, and points of interest which he has left for us regarding Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, regarding Sahaba Ikram in general, regarding the love which the Sahaba Ikram had automatically for the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they claim their love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they prove their love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they express and show their love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So definitely it would be it will be the madness of someone to think that they are showing love towards Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not showing love towards the Ahlul Bayt, or having an animosity for the Ahlul Bayt. These are all futile, and I would say matters which are totally off the bricket, and it doesn't make sense at all. So as Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, alhamdulillah, we shouldn't focus, we shouldn't ponder at these things. All the Sahaba Ikram, all the members of the Ahl Bayt, alhamdulillah, they had beautiful understanding, love and muhabbat amongst themselves, and whatever differences it was for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the end of the day, every Sahabi is a jannati, every member of the Ahl Bayt, subhanallah, they are respected, they are wonderful, and yes, they are also the Sahaba Ikram of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahl Bayt Athar. So alhamdulillah, they are also jannatis. So our duty is not to move in the discussions of the Sahaba Ikram and move, look at the entire lifestyle and this one did this, that he did this, he does. No, our bottom line is just, he is a Sahabi, he is a Jannati. We need to expect, we need to respect him, we need to love him, we need to honor him, we need to follow him, we need to make sure that we are walking on his path, because my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us this beautiful criteria that bi ayyihim iqtadaytum, ihtadaytum, that my sahaba ikram are like the stars, whichever one you follow, you are guided. And my Nabi Sassam did not give any exceptions, that no, don't follow him, don't follow him. No, whichever one you follow, you are guided. So yes, they are our shining stars, we need to follow them. At the same time, we need to stay with the Ahle Bayt Adhar, Alhamdulillah, because indeed they are the beautiful ship which will take us across the sea, obviously with the guidance of the sahaba ikram. As Allah Hazrat very beautifully says, Ahle Sunnat ka hai, bera paar ashabi huzoor najm hai, or now hai itrat Rasulullah ki. So Alhamdulillah, the people who are on the path of salvation is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The people who are on the light of guidance is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah. So we should be proud that we are Sunnis. We belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we should be proud of our belief, our aqeedah, that there is no, you know, corruption in our aqeedah. There is nothing wrong with our aqeedah. Our aqeedah is 100% correct, 100% strong, 100% mazboot, and it is firm and steady like a rock. Alhamdulillah. And inshallah it will be like this till Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah. And on day of Qiyamah as well, you will be in the shaya, in the saya, in the shade, in the shadow of the sahaba ikram, the Ahl Bayt Adhar, the Anbiya alayhi muslim, the awliya ikram, inshallah. And with them, inshallah, you will be entering Jannah as well. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Tujhse aur jannat se kya matlab? You know, munafiq, all those who are against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is saying that, what do you have to do with jannat? No. Hum Rasulullah ke aur jannat Rasulullah ki. Inshallah, we will be in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make dua. May Allah Ta'ala take all of us with our parents in the bargah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah Ta'ala grant all of us death with iman in Medina. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. We have the last few minutes, and inshallah we'll then be rounding up and concluding our silsila. Let's take a short break, listen to some few excellences more regarding Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah. After this short break, inshallah Zawajal, we'll then return with our final words, and inshallah we'll then share the answer for today's question, that who was or who is Muazzin-e Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we'll take your ijazah. So be with us inshallah for these last few minutes. After this short break, we'll be with you once again. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, do you know that it is in the month of Rajab that we celebrate the urs of Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who passed away on the 22nd of Rajabul Murajab in the year 60 after Hijrah. SubhanAllah, this is the Sahabi Rasul which has great stature in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a true devotee of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as it is the case of the Sahaba of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated, Ashabi kan nujum fabi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. All my Sahaba, all my companions are like the guiding stars. If you follow any one of them, you will be guided. Subhanallah, these are the words of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is applicable to Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Do we know that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also a scribe of the revelations that used to come down upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was the brother of Sayyida Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, mother of the believers. Subhanallah. He was hailed as the commander of the first Muslim navy. He was also the first king of the Muslims. Subhanallah. This is the station of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen.
MashaAllah. Yes, this is Katib-e Wahi. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Katib-e Wahi, you know, in English would mean the one who writes the Wahi. In other words, he would write, subhanallah, the beautiful revelation which would be revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with regards to that, I have a very beautiful, some discussions regarding Katib-e Wahi, and it is very beautifully mentioned in Khulasatul Sir that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 13 scribes. So they were basically 13 writers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who would write the beautiful wahi, revelations, letters, whatever the case was. And those 13 blessed personalities, number one is Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, number two Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, number three Sayyidina Usman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, number four Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Number five, Sayyidina Amir bin Fuhaira. Number six, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Arqam. Number seven, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Number eight, Sayyidina Thabit bin Qais. Number nine, Sayyidina Khalid bin Sa'id bin Al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Number 10, Sayyidina Hanzala bin Rabi al-Aslami. Number 11, Sayyidina Zayd bin Sabit. Number 12, Sayyidina Shurhubayl bin Hasana. And number 13, Sayyidina Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Allah, Allah, Allah. And after mentioning this, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah and Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu carried out this duty more than others. So these 13 were the beautiful scribes, but the ones who would write the most for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah and Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is also mentioned, Lama Qastalani has also mentioned in his beautiful commentary and sharah of Bukhari Sharif that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah had been the scribe of a revelation of a wahi for the noble Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. And then we also find the beautiful du'as which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made for Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And one beautiful du'a which I have in front of me, and I want to share this dua with the viewers and the listeners as well. This is also mentioned in Muslim Imam Ahmad, this beautiful narration that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua, Allahumma allim mu'awiyat al-kitaba wal-hisaba waqihil azab, that oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teach Muawiyah the knowledge of the book, subhanallah, wal-hisab, and teach him arithmetics, teach him accounts, teach him math, basically. Allah, 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 waqihil azab, and preserve him from the fire of hell, from the fire of Jahannam. And my Nabi makes dua for someone, that dua is immediately accepted in the court of Allah. Ala Hazrat Sayyidi Murshidi Ala Hazrat says, you know, ijabat ka sehra, inayat ka jora, dulhan ban ke nikli dua-e Muhammad. My Nabi makes dua and immediately it's accepted in the court of Allah. So if my Nabi made dua, waqihil azab, ya Allah save him from the fire of Jahannam, then subhanallah, subhanallah, inshallah azza wa jal, and definitely he is a qat'i jannati, so he will never ever even taste the fire of Jahannam. Another beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allahumma ja'alhu hadiyan mahdiyan wahdi bihi nas. O Allah, make Muawiyah hadiyan, a guide. He should guide others, subhanallah. Wa mahdiyan, and a rightfully guided person. Make him guided, and he should also guide others. Wahdi bihin nas, and guide people guidance through him, through Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So this is this excellent personality. And as our Wasim Bhai was mentioning earlier, that so many discussions have been taking place regarding this Sahabi Rasul. And booklets have been written, books have been written regarding his fadail, its excellences. And alhamdulillah, Maktabatul Madina has also published a very excellent book, Faizani Amir Muawiyah. And for those that want it in the Urdu language, in Bangla, in Hindi as well, it is available on the net. And inshallah, very soon it will be available in English as well. At the moment, in these three languages, Urdu, Bangla, and Hindi, you can get it on the Dawud Islami website. Go to www.dawudislami.net. And inshallah, azawajal, you can search for it, Faizani Amir Muawiyah, and you will see an encyclopedia, of this beautiful and wonderful personality. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, apart from all of these excellences, the bottom line, as we mentioned, he is Sahabi Rasul. So in today's time, wherever, people want to speak, people want to bark, people want to open their filthy mouths against these blessed personalities, as a Sunni, as a Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as a follower of Sahabi Rasul, of all the Sahaba Ikram and the members of the Ahl Bayt, we should turn a deaf ear. We shouldn't even listen to anyone. We shouldn't even speak to him, sit with him. We should move away from that person who speaks regarding any Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or any member of the Ahl Bayt. Yes, yes, yes. We have no connection with that person. We have no relation with that person. We have no ta'alluq, no attachment with him. No, 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 no. A person who cannot show love and respect towards the Sahabi of my Nabi, then he has no connection with us. Yes, the person who loves the Sahaba Ikram, loves the Ahl Bayt. Yes, and he is an Ali Madini, he is a Sayyid Sahab, and inshallah, he is the crown of our heads. But you know, as Qibla Amin Rasulullah very beautifully says, if a person can belong to any, you know, great family or great silsila, whatever the case is, but he does not, you know, respect Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, then we have no ta'alluq with him. No. Then there is no connection, no relation with him, whether he has wealth, whether he doesn't have wealth, whether he is rich, whether he is a mulana, whether he is alim, whatever the case is, we have no attachment with him. So this is one thing which everyone should keep in mind. And with this, we'll inshallah move towards the answer for today's question, that who is Muazzin Rasul, who is known as Muazzin Rasul? The beautiful answer is Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, he was and he is the beautiful Muazzin of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah, 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 his beautiful azan would be echoing in the beautiful streets of Medina. And his Sahaba Ikram would love listening to the azan of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And undoubtedly, he was also a beloved of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He had a close attachment and relation towards Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, although he was a slave. But Allah, Allah, after he was freed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, then he had a close attachment towards my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and my Nabi showered immense love upon Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So he is that Sahabi Rasul who is known as Muazzin Rasul. And what a great title this is. Somebody says, you know, you are Muazzin of this masjid, you Muazzin of that big masjid, whatever the case is, but he will be remembered as he is Muazzin of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of the Imam of all Imams, the Imam of Mursaleen, the Imam of all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, the greatest in the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah, he is the Muazzin of that personality. Allah, Allah. So, you know, we are astonished and the beautiful taqdeer and the faith of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We have this rashq on the character and the taqdeer of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And our parents, us, everything we sacrifice on the beautiful dust under the feet of Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. With these few words, unfortunately, we have come towards the end of today's discussion. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love. By Allah, you have everything. You lose this love. By Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Till then, be happy, stay happy, and may Allah grant all of you abundance of barakah. Keep us in your du'as, inshallah. Azawajal. We'll meet again, inshallah, in the next beautiful episode of The Light of Guidance. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The Light of Guidance, the Light of Guidance. The Light of Guidance, the Light of Guidance. The Light of Guidance, the Light of Guidance. The Light of Guidance.